This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen along with you. The demographics in this country are aging. By 2030, there will be about 72 million older persons, more than twice their number than in the year 2000. And their health care requires specialized training and approach. We'll hear with more on how Upstate University Hospital is meeting this need. R. Kelly Dolan, a registered nurse and the coordinator for the NICH program at Upstate Medical University, and Deb Wilson, also a registered nurse and a clinical training specialist, and she's also part of the NICH program. So, Kelly, the NICH program. Caring for older population obviously needs specialized care, and especially when it comes to hospitalization. So what is the NICH program?
Well, the NICH program, NICH actually stands for Nurses Improving Care for Health System Elders. It's a program that is nurse-driven protocols, nurse-driven guidelines. It helps us provide the best care at the bedside for older adults. We define an older adult as being anybody over 65 years old, and we know that right now older adults comprise more than 50% of the healthcare dollars that are spent. So they are our core consumers. They also have very unique needs. Older adults have age-related changes that happen that make them extremely vulnerable to injury and to negative outcomes while they're in the hospital, hospital-acquired infections, falls. So these are the things that we teach the nurses, the special training, so that they can provide the very best care and the very best outcomes for older adults.
So, Deb, basically what you're talking about is that this NICH program, which I understand exists beyond Upstate's University Hospital, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, is an opportunity to train nurses in geriatric training so that they're more prepared to handle this population.
Correct, yes.
So what's involved in the training and why is it important?
They have the NICH program involves what we call a geriatric resource nurse, where it's training that involves quite a bit of education in regards to the needs of the older adult, whereas they are have different issues as far as just the younger adult. They are more, you know, sensitive to different medications. They are more prone to be readmitted after a discharge and have side effects that are different just from the younger population. So it's actually training in prevention of some of these side effects, where we would learn, for example, a patient that comes in for a routine procedure, being an older adult, they're at more risk for having delirium occur, especially if they've got dementia on top of that.
And so I'm going to stop you right there. When we talk about delirium, because mm-hmm. that's something that I've heard that term used more frequently, especially around hospitalization of older patients, help us understand what you mean by that.
So delirium, what happens is you take a person, and it can happen at any age, it just doesn't affect the older adults, they're just at higher risk. You take a person and take them out of their environment and give them medications that alter their mental status, possibly sedate them. They wake up in a different kind of environment. They actually, it's a state that caused them to be confused, to not be able to mentally think like they normally would, and they can become agitated, they become confused, they can behave like, you know, nobody's ever seen them behave before. So, you know, it's
unexpected behaviors.
Yeah, absolutely. And when that happens, sometimes what happens in the older adults is they can become agitated because they don't know where they are and they don't know what's going on.
And that's even if they didn't have a clear dementia prior to
Correct.
Hospitalization, right?
Right. That can happen. Dementia just adds on top of that. And part of the training is, too, is sometimes people just blame the dementia for the delirium, and it's actually delirium that might be causing the agitation. So a lot of times we learn to involve the families as well and say, look at what their baseline is and go from that. If this is their normal behavior, you know, at least we know that. But to kind of distinguish between the two different things, sometimes it is difficult, but before we received this training, it was all just kind of blamed on the dementia, I think, for the most part.
So it just underscores how important it is for these older adults to be understood, and for the nurses, who are really the kind of the infantry, they're on the line there, the fighting line to taking care of these patients, need to really be readied for this population. Is that what this is all about, really?
Absolutely, because if we don't recognize those early signs and we don't use the appropriate interventions, then what we're going to notice is you're going to have more patients falling, or you're going to have patients experience what we call functional decline, which means that they come into the hospital at one level of functioning, and then we're not able to return them back to that same level. We want to prevent functional decline, so we use strategies that have been proven, interventions that have been proven, and we are able to help prevent functional decline, prevent falls, keep our patients safe.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with nurses Kelly Dolan and Deb Wilson, and we're talking about the new efforts at University Hospital to meet the needs of an aging population. So let's get back to what the training involves. How does someone become a GRN, or a geriatric nurse?
The niche website actually has programs that the nurses can go to, we have access to, and they actually have training modules, and it's complete education from anywhere from information on how to keep your older adult patient at their functioning level. We want to keep them, if they come in ambulatory, living independently, we don't want to change that. So the strategies that we can do to keep them at their previous functioning level.
That's a goal, basically.
Absolutely, yeah.
You referenced the NICHE website. Let's explain to our listeners. So NICHE is an acronym for what you described, but it's an organization that goes beyond, University Hospital. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's nurse-driven, and it's out of New York University. Right now, NICHE has over 500 member hospitals. There are different levels of implementation. So when you first, when your hospital first joins NICHE, you're in the early implementation phase, and you work through these different levels. Upstate Hospital just recently achieved the level of designation that's called senior friendly. So we were able to demonstrate to the NICHE organization that we have all the training in place, we have the interdisciplinary teams in place, and we have a multi-arm approach to providing the excellent care for the older adults.
Can you give me an example, Deb, of what you might do as a nurse that's different now that you've been trained in this NICHE program than you might have done before?
Sure. We've had patients come in, say you've got an older adult that comes in for a, minor surgical procedure. They come in, it's probably like a day stay, and then they go home. What happens is sometimes with the medications that they get, that's part of the sedation, they can become over-sedated and maybe a little agitated. Our training showed us that actually there are some medications that absolutely should not be used in the elder, in the older adult population. And we've been able to communicate with the physicians and prevent that, because then what happens is it's kind of a downward spiral. You've got this patient that becomes confused, over-sedated, could even, because of the sedation, aspirate and develop a pneumonia, so they ended up more, bedridden longer. Their function declines. They're unable to get up and ambulate like they were before they came in. So we can prevent that before it even starts.
So you can actually make recommendations to the physicians who are taking care of these patients, perhaps surgeons or whatever, that in this population we know that this type of sedation can really cause more problems than it can
be
helpful.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And another thing that we do is we make sure that they, patients come in sometimes and they want to sleep all day, and then they're up all night, and then that adds to their confusion, and it can cause the delirium as well. So we make sure that they're up during the day, lights are on, and then decrease their stimulation at night so they get sleep at night, and then it just kind of all comes together to prevent them from losing any of their function.
So basically, what would you say a patient would see that would be different now that you're involved in the NICHE program, Kelly?
I think the patients would notice that we are sensitive to the age-related changes that they have going on in their body. A NICHE-trained nurse knows the right assessment questions to ask. They the patient is already experiencing age-related changes, but they might not know how to talk about those. So a NICH-trained nurse would, for instance, on assessment, when a patient comes and they're admitted, we might ask some very specific questions related to falls at home. If that is not something that is on the radar of another nurse, then they might not adequately determine what the patient's risk for falls in the hospital
and
is.
And therefore take safety precautions accordingly.
Exactly, exactly. And we can also, as we try and transition the patient to get ready for them to go home, we can help them learn what strategies they can put in place at home to even keep them safe at home. So our job doesn't end with their discharge from the hospital. We try to give them some good, solid advice on how to stay safe at home as well.
So you were involved in this setting this entire thing up, and I think in doing so several years ago, you did a survey of your nurses. What was that about, and what did you find?
So back in 2011, we took part in an assessment. It was a survey of the nurses that looked at their knowledge related to care of older adults, as well as their attitude related to the care of older adults. And what we found was we were ready for this type of a problem at Upstate. We had some gaps in knowledge that we could benefit from the educational resources that NICH has. But in our attitudes, we definitely had an openness and a readiness for this education. Our nurses wanted to provide the very best care to older adults. So we were ready in every way for this NICH program.
So how many nurses currently are trained and involved in the program? On average.
Right now, our efforts have been focused on an inpatient unit at Upstate, as well as the geriatric emergency medicine room over at the community campus, and then our transitional care unit. And I'm sorry, I don't know the number of nurses offhand, but those are the three primary areas where we have nurses that are trained. The vision is for unit champions to be developed so that every floor at Upstate would have one or two nurses who are trained as GRNs, so that when the older adults, you know, because we can't realistically have all the older adults be on one floor or in one area. We recognize that they're all throughout our organization. So the vision is to develop the GRN unit champions on every floor.
And that would basically, they would be kind of a super group, so to speak, of people who would train others and influence the care throughout the entire hospital that
yes.
way. Well, it sounds like an amazing program, something that's very much needed, especially as the population ages. Very briefly, in the little time we have left, any other future plans or thoughts going on? I mean, are you working for another level of designation as part of this entire program?
Yes, there is one level of designation left. So we're on the third level, and there are actually four levels. So we hope to achieve the exemplar level of designation. And we know that to do that, we're going to need to partner with community-based organizations. We're going to need to include patients and families on our steering committee. We're going to need to consider what the community needs from us.
Sounds great all around. It's very, very inspiring. Thank you both for coming in. My guests have been Kelly Dolan. She's a registered nurse, and she's the coordinator for the NICH program at Upstate Medical University, and Deb Wilson, a clinical training specialist, also part of the NICH program. Thanks so much for coming in. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.